New York's Post Buffalo Body Armor Ban fails to ban the armor used in Buffalo. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 22, 2022. On May 14, an attacker entered a Buffalo supermarket and killed 10 people, including a security guard, who engaged the armor-clad attacker. On June 6, the Associated Press, AP, reported that Governor Kathy Hochul, D., signed gun controls passed by New York Democrats who took quick action after the Buffalo attack. The restrictions included new controls on the sale of semi-automatic rifles, micro-stamping requirements for pistols, and a ban on the sale of bulletproof vests and armor, among other things. On June 21, the AP ran a follow-up story noting that the NY Democrats' new body armor ban does not prohibit the type of armor that was worn by the Buffalo attacker. The AP reports that the attacker wore a steel-plated vest, then points out, vests carrying steel, ceramic or polyethylene plates, which can potentially stop rifle rounds, aren't explicitly covered by the legislation. Governor Hochul's office made clear the governor is ready to amend the law to include vests that carry steel. Governor Hochul was proud to sign a groundbreaking new law passed by the legislature to restrict sales of body armor, and will work with the legislature to expand the definitions in the law at the first available opportunity. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. Reach him at @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.